I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thousands of people across the United States continue cleanup efforts after last week's heavy rains. In Ohio, more than 700 homes were severely damaged or destroyed by the flooding, which was the worst in a century. Flooding in Findlay, Ohio, affected the headquarters of Mission Possible. Jim Ridge is the director of field ministries.
We have received about a foot of water in our headquarters offices, which has caused some damage to our computer systems, and we've lost a lot of supplies and things that we use in our schools in Haiti and the Dominican Republic.
Ridge says although the headquarters need repairs, the flooding did not affect their ministry in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Next, Book of Hope International reports they have some ambitious goals. Book of Hope's Sina Silva says 2.5 million of their age-specific Harmony of the Gospels have been distributed in the last 5 years, despite less than 1% of a Christian population. She says children are open.
It's not that they've rejected, they've actually never heard the gospel. We have, because of this, 4 products in a Book of Hope, 4 age-appropriate versions, and also something that's being launched right now, this month in Thailand, a version of the God-Man for Buddhist children and youth.
At Greater Europe Mission's EDOT program is doing well. EDOT is their electronic discipleship outreach and training program, a distance learning curriculum. These programs will be used at 21 e-learning centers throughout Europe. The newest course for Portugal is being well received and is meeting real needs in equipping Portuguese believers for ministry. Pray for creativity and God's wisdom for the people who are developing other outreach courses. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant Mission News every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.